We did. That was something we did.
And it ended up being really awesome. And yeah, I'm so happy that he had me call.
That's what we do here.
I think I was one of the last callers, right?
You were the fourth last caller. Yeah, the
fourth last caller.
Yeah. So, yeah, you got one of the last four teams that we had in the pool, which was Carolina.
Yeah.
So.
No, it ended up being awesome. I was telling, like, all my friends, and, like, I work at Shark Club. And
oh,
so
hey,
we
there you
always
go.
Have, like, the TVs on, all the games and everything. And I was telling them, oh, we have to cheer for Carolina.
There you go.
They're like, no. I'm like, well, you have to because I'm in this random hockey pool and I need to win.
Yeah. And sure enough, there
you go.
They won.
See, now you can go in with your prizing and be like, look, I told you. See, it worked.
Exactly.
No, yeah,
there we are.
When they won, I was telling everyone at work. I was like, I won this pool thing that I was like telling you about. Like, what?
Yeah. That is fantastic.
It was and as Winnipeggers, awesome. Right, it was easy to jump on the Carolina bandwagon just because they had Ehlers.
Yeah, exactly. Ehlers and Jarvis.
Like,
and yeah.
Shout
yeah.
us out after they won the cup and stuff. Yep. I think he was like crying. It was really cute.
Yeah, it was good. Like I said, I want to thank you guys for coming in, and thanks for coming to pick up your prizes, and certainly we'll be happy to give that away. Jay, we got to get out of here. Skippy coming in next with Free Range Radio, so we got to get going, but anything you want to say before we go, Jay?
No, just hope everyone had a great Canada Day, and can stay safe this weekend.
If you can. I mean, who knows what's going to happen with the rain again this weekend. They're talking about more rain or whatever. So we'll see if we can get out of the way of that and certainly stay dry, because I know that the people out in Dauphin, certainly out in that Swan River area, they don't need any more, thankfully. Thankfully they can find some sort of relief out there if they can. But we'll see what happens out there. We're going to get out of here, though. Skippy coming up next here on Free Range Radio. Stay tuned for that. He'll be in the studio tonight. So we'll get a live show out of him. One of the few that he's been on the game for here. So there you go. Live music from Skippy coming up next here on 101.5 UMFM.
Gotta relax.
This is Earth Radio. And now here's human music.
Human music. I like it.
Human music heard live on CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg.
Fire and Water Music Festival is back, celebrating 20 years of Manitoba music, community, and unforgettable summer weekends on the river. Just an hour from Winnipeg in the beautiful town of Lac Du Bonnet, this beloved festival returns July 24th to 26th with a fantastic lineup packed full of homegrown talent and feel-good festival energy. Already announced, Dom Adams, Kara Luft, Alex Mark, Andrew Neville, Fufu Chi Chi Choir, Dreams and Rumors, Jacob Brodowski, and Ambi and Sheena Ratai and Friends tribute to the Lilith Fair, with more exciting additions still to come. Weekend passes are available now for just $100. Daily passes are also available, and as always, 17 and under get in free. It's a full weekend experience. Live music, a vibrant kids zone, and on-site camping to keep you close to the action. RV spots are just $25 for the weekend, and tent camping is only $10 with limited space available. Grab your tickets and reserve your camping spot now at fireandwater.ca and be part of the 20th anniversary of Fire and Water Music Festival, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Tanariwen are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Tuareg guitar masters Tanariwen perform at the Park Theater for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanariwen live at Park Theater on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
C for combat, J for jungle, U for uranium, M for mutant. Hey, hey, hey!
CJUM 101.5, campus and community radio with a great sense of urgency. Hey, hey, hey.
You're back with Free Range Radio with Skippy. Thursdays at 6:30. 101.5 UMFM. It's Free Range Radio.
I'm here, let the bells ring out and the banners fly, feast your eyes on me, it's too good to be true, but I'm here.
What's up, Doc?
Weather today in the greater Cincinnati area.
I love you so badly, I could...
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
It's time to listen to one of my personal favorites. It's the Hallelujah Tabernacle Choir with their beautiful rendition of You're Having My Baby.
We'll be right back. There's Brand New Pup and If This Is It, B-side single to Concrete, released just last Friday. I didn't even know it was coming out, but I am I'm friends with a very big Pup fan who shared it with me and was very excited, and it is rocking. I love it. Before that, The Replacements and Can't Hardly Wait, like we always start Free Range Radio here on UMFM 101.5. My name is Skippy. That's what they call me here. You can join in, whatever it is. I'm not alone. I have a special musical guest. Like, we just had Pledgerama, and part of Pledgerama is goals is to let you know that UMFM is here to support, you know, community music scene, and I have a local musician named Tyler. Tyler, let Winnipeg know what you are all about and what your project is.
Perfect. So my name is Tyler. I'm all about the live local music scene here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, supporting locals and going out to local shows. Just been writing a bunch of music to be able to kind of share live and hopefully bring some joy to some people.
Now, I discovered your music from like a little backyard show. You said you shared a song online as part of a artist collective called Graffiti.
Graffiti Parks there, yeah.
Graffiti Parks Project. And is that still going on? Are you still in that band? Is that still a band?
Yeah, so we took a small break, so we're trying to find actually a new drummer to come fill in for the band at the moment. But besides that, all the members, they're hungry, ready to go, ready to play some more shows. So we're just waiting for our forever home drummer.
Yeah, well, it's sometimes it's hard because you can't. Are you making a living through this? Not really. You've got a full-time job, right?
Yes, I do.
So, sometimes it takes time to get everybody away from life to enjoy the music that they're making. So you're going to be here tonight. We're going to play some songs. We're going to talk some music. And, let's get everybody into what you're all about. What have you got to start with? You got a little acoustic guitar plugged in here.
So, this song's called Gently. Actually, I wrote this song when I was about like 17, 16 years old, and it's been a song that's been very special to me and a couple of my friends there, so hope you enjoy.
Rusted strings is all I know. It's all I hear. It's all I own. Melodies and harmonies. It's all I hear as I grow. Saying hold me gently when things get heavy from here. And she said hold me gently when things get heavy from here. Underneath the moon lights coming down like a halo. Underneath the pale moonlight coming down like hail and snow. And she said hold me gently when things get heavy from here. And she said hold me gently when things get heavy from here. Guess I'll drink to numb the pain. Heart is beating the same way. Guess I'll drink to numb the pain. Heart is beating the same way. When she said hold me gently when things get heavy from here. She said hold me gently when things get heavy from you. settled me gently when things get heavy from you. And she settled me gently when things get heavy from you.
There's a Graffiti Parks Project. Is that what you want me to call you, or do you want me to call you Tyler? How do you want me to?
Well, I mean, some people call me Mr. Graffiti Parks or Tiller. Everyone calls me Tiller, so missing the E in my name, you know?
Yeah. What's the name of that song again?
That one's called Gently There.
Gently There. Now, when you write music, is it always like coming from like your emotions, or sometimes you just want to have fun, or where is it a mixture of styles when you write?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. Like, you know, sometimes like if you're sad, if you're happy and stuff like that, it's always really kind of good to play the instrument and get those feelings into the instrument itself. So I spend a lot of my time actually writing about things I see and people I know mostly, and kind of their stories. And then I just kind of put it into the music world.
How did you get this guitar technique that I see? It's like it's very unique, where you're kind of using both hands on the neck and tapping a lot, right? Well, so people out there can't see it, but I see it, and it's you see online people do that as sort of like and a very I don't even know what to call it. I'm not a musician, so
it's fretboard tapping. But the reason why I actually do that is I started actually as a street busker as a kid. So I dropped out of school at a very young age to go try to make some money for my family and stuff. I came from a little bit of a poor family at the time, so I kind of had to figure out some showmanship tricks to be able to get a couple bucks here or there. So I picked up fretboard tapping. And then after that, I just kind of never really went back afterwards.
Yeah, it's what you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
Are you from Winnipeg?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
And where did you end up busking? In the Forks?
Oh, no. So I always wanted to go busking at the Forks, but you need a license there. Yeah. So I went in there for a few minutes, got chased out by the security guards. So I mostly spent my time in Osborne, right in front of the Buddhist wall, what it is now. And I used to sit there for like 8 hours a day just getting lessons from odd musicians that are walking out of the bars. And yeah, they just kind of give me pointers and tips.
When did you write your first song?
I wrote my first song probably at the age of 15. I didn't, like, when I went out on the street busking there, I started with the two-string guitar. So I had to start making my own music, like, right off the hop, and never kind of went back after that. So,
And those songs from your early, do you carry them with you, or you're like, oh no, those
always.
Are there.
Yeah, yeah. Always.
So you didn't throw out, you maybe refine them a little bit.
Oh yeah. No, they definitely got some work done to them. Once I was able to buy a new pack of guitar strings, I started actually writing like proper chord progressions to them and, you know, changing the words to kind of make them rhyme a little bit more. But yeah, those songs have been with me all the way up for like over 13 years now.
So did you actually have any formal musical training?
Oh, no.
No, you learned like through online or just through family or friends watching?
I got taught on the street by other musicians, like street buskers and all that. They kind of felt bad for me as a little kid. They're like, oh, no, that's
not how you do it.
Yeah, that's not how you kind of tune your guitar there. So they taught me how to tune it. They put new strings on for me. And I was just kind of self-taught, like by ear mainly. Yeah.
I like your sound, and I can almost tell, like maybe it was a little raw where you weren't. I already kind of knew that would be your answer, but and I'm not a musician myself. I don't know, but I've been listening to music for so many years that I can just get a sense sometimes of where something is going. You know, just by my emotion, right?
Oh yeah. I'm just going to grab my little tuner here to get that all set up.
So that song, Gently. Now, online, you don't have anything recorded, right? So I did listen and played something a few weeks ago from a YouTube clip, right?
Yeah.
A YouTube song. You can search YouTube for Graffiti Parks Project, and there's that one song. I forget the name of that song. What was it?
It's Broadway.
Broadway, that's it. And that's the song I heard you play. And I'm like, I want to hear that song again. It just ended, but I want to hear it again. And I came up to you and you're like, yeah, that's the only one I have recorded.
Yeah, no, that song was actually one of the more special songs for me, actually. So, like, I guess, like, I started writing that song before my sister actually passed away out in China there. And it was our last conversation was on Broadway Street. So it was actually mainly for her because she was always like, oh, you got to go play live music and, like, go out and explore that. So I finished that song. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to hear it, but it was the first song I actually put out for her.
Oh, that's awesome. I think, you know, in spirit, she does hear it.
I appreciate that.
Do you want me to play some music and then you can tune and we can come back and talk some
yeah,
more?
Yeah, that'd be beautiful.
All right. Let's hear some music from Wolfman and Jackie Evans. Another song my friend who likes pulp also shared with me. It's called Leave You, right here on UMFM 101.5. We'll be back with more music from Graffiti Parks Project on UMFM.
You were my first goodbye. I was your second chance. I went and let you put a ribbon on my head. You told me you'd give me moon and stars. I just wanted.
Not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
Don't care?
It's a problem of motivation, all right? Now, if I work my ass off and Inatech ships a few extra units, I don't see another dime. So where's the motivation? And here's something else, Bob. I have 8 different bosses right now.
I beg your pardon?
8 bosses.
8?
8, Bob. So that means that when I make a mistake, I have 8 different people coming by to tell me about it. That's my only real motivation, is not to be hassled. That and the fear of losing my job. But you know, Bob, that'll only make someone work just hard enough not to get fired. Listen, I'm gonna go. It's been really nice talking to both of you guys.
Absolutely. The pleasure's all on this side of the table, trust me.
Good luck with your layoffs, all right? I hope your firings go really well.
Okay. Excellent.
Great.
From Quebec, and Un Journée Parfait from a self-titled album, and Jackie Evans and Vulmon. I think I might have misspelled that. And the single Leave You. This is Free Range Radio. I'll be right back after a short commercial break with live music in studio with Graffiti Parks Project, UMFM 101.5.
At Winnipeg Record and Tape, 1079 Wellington Avenue, we specialize in factory-sealed vinyl LPs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, as well as an extensive selection of gently used vinyl LPs and both 12-inch and 7-inch singles that span more than 7 decades of musical history. Dig through the bargain bins in the back corner and unearth some forgotten gems. Place a special order through one of our many distributors or check out our music-related book and giftware selections. Visit us online at winnipegrecordandtape.com for store hours and to sign up for our mailing lists to be kept up to date on new arrivals and special events. Winnipeg Record and Tape at 1079 Wellington Avenue. Get yourself some groove therapy today.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Laughed at me when I called it marijuana. Everything I see now ends in a comma. Can't believe you might wanna stick around. Turning the dial in search of a station. The last 2 years, just one long staycation.
Think of your children pledging allegiance to the maple leaf. Mayonnaise on everything. Winter, 11 months of the year. Anne Murray, all day, every day.
CJUM FM 101.5, running on 100% Canadian volunteer power.
Free Range Radio with Skippy. 101.5 UM FM. It's Free Range Radio.
Welcome back to Free Range Radio. My name is Skippy. I am not alone. I've got a guest in the studio with me, Tyler from Graffiti Parks Project, playing some live music and talking music in general. So I want to know about your guitar. How do you personalize it? I see a nice painting on the backside, and you've got some interesting flair, we'll call flair, on there.
So, most of these stickers are from, I got a lot of them from local artists here. So when I was out at shows and whatnot, people would come and hand me a sticker, and I was like, I'll just go slap it on my guitar here.
Everybody loves a good sticker.
Yeah, but I make sure never to cover them up so everyone can see the individual stickers on there. So.
And the painting that you got
on the side? The painting's actually of me and my buddy Benny. So we were in a band called Just Me and Benny, because it was Just Me and Benny. So back when we didn't have a drummer, I'd be playing like hi-hat and kick drum with the guitar and made this whole little band with a looper thing going. And it was a lot of fun, and then we actually expanded to the Graffiti Parks Project, and then started going off on there.
And who painted that?
My friend Tamara, actually. So, we became friends because she ended up really liking the music, and she was just like, hey, if you got an extra guitar, you want to have a painting done on it? And I was like, yeah, sure, here you go. And then she painted that, and I was blown away by it, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've seen a guitar like yours painted on the back like that. It was very personalized. I like it. Do you find that adding that has changed it over the time? Like, does it change the sound a little bit?
Well, honestly, probably not, but mentally, I think so, because now it feels like it's more personal when I play it. Like, this is probably my favorite guitar. It was also my street busking guitar, so this is the... I haven't really changed it since I was about 15 years old, right? So
it's part of you, and it's the most personal. So let's hear another song. What do you want to play? Do you want to play Broadway?
We could try out Broadway. Yeah,
are you sure?
Yeah, that sounds like a fun song.
This is definitely my favorite song. I want everybody to hear it again who hasn't heard it yet. So
perfect.
This is Graffiti Parks Project Broadway here on UMFM 101.5.
Catch me on Broadway, staring at the end of the bottle, but you've had a long day. Thinking of today and tomorrow, catch me on Broadway. I could tell by the way of the smile that you've had a long day. So we sit and just talk for a while about our little gritty, shitty, pretty city where the opposition comes and it's a pity, and they throw you in the mix with these gloomy lunatics. Drink a bottle of NyQuil just to get the fix, and you know by now, fuck it, I really think you've grown somehow. With a case of beer and a pack of darts, I'll meet you at the crossroads right from the start. Catch me on Broadway, staring at the end of a bottle, but you've had a long day. thinking that the day and tomorrow catch me on Broadway. I can tell by the way of your smile that you've had a long day. So we sit and just talk for a while about some new locations, changing nations, talking about religious views and conversations. Meet me in the middle of a back lane in the moonlit silhouette. Smoke a cigarette just to catch your breath, and you know by now, fuck it, I really think you've grown somehow. With a case of beer and a pack of darts, meet you at the crossroads right from the start. Catch me on Broadway, staring at the end of a bottle, but you've had a long day. Thinking of the day and tomorrow, catch me on Broadway. I could tell by the way of your smile that you've had a long day. So we sit and just talk for a while, catch me on Broadway. Our souls can mix, but I'm not a chemist. I'm just a guy trapped in his mind, binge watching Full Metal Alchemist. Maybe our souls can switch, but I'm not a scientist. I'm just a guy standing in line, convinced that the Matrix has really changed some shit. Maybe our souls can mix, but I'm not a chemist. I'm just a guy trapped in his mind, binge watching Full Metal Alchemist. Maybe our souls can switch, but I'm not a scientist. I'm just a guy standing in line, convinced that the Matrix has catch me on Broadway. Catch me on Broadway. Catch me on Broadway. Catch me on Broadway.
There's Broadway Graffiti Parks Project, and you can find that song, that's the acoustic version on YouTube. Just search Broadway Graffiti Parks Project. I heard the electric version with like a band that you hadn't even really played with before, right?
Yeah.
and that it worked. I did like the electric version of that, where it was more I don't know, the tone was different, right? It was a different electric guitar, and you had a bass and drums backing you up. Give it I don't know, I compare it to like Frank Turner, who does acoustic and electric sets of like a whole album.
Yeah.
So, and it's like, they're both great. And it's like, which one do I want to listen to, or which one do I want to play on the show? Do I want the electric version or the acoustic version? It's got different vibes, but the same sort of feeling.
Yeah.
And it's hard to explain that. I don't know. That's just how I like it. I was like, oh yeah, if it's a good song, works both electric and acoustic, I think.
Yeah, I totally 100% agree on that. It was actually wild at that party there, the backyard party. No one's actually heard that song before. So it was the bassist looked at me and was like, so how many chords are there? And I was like, just the four. So we were good on the bass line there. And then the drummer there, it was his first time ever jamming too. And it was actually a really magical time, because I wasn't expecting everyone to kind of like just all kind of put together and make that happen. So yeah, I was loving that party, I'm not going to lie.
I had to leave early, so I missed the second set later on. Well, not early. I was there for 6 hours.
Oh, yeah.
It was just the band, the full other band members that came later. I was like, just as I was leaving, I was like, oh, man. I kind of wanted to hear it. But, the host did say he was going to have more people try to get it back together and another maybe in the fall or something like that. So,
yeah.
It was a coworker of mine named Paul, and he called it Paul Fest in his backyard. So it was pretty fun. It was his 40th birthday, he was on drums, actually, for that song. But you only have the one online. Is any any thoughts to make another one? I know it was just you, and you are kind of a group, right? You, mm-hmm. Benny, and is there
me, Benny, Sammy, and then
you're still looking for
looking for that drummer.
And no plans even to do something simple like that with a couple more songs, just to, I don't know, get used to putting it out there.
Yeah. So I'm actually planning on trying to release like a full acoustic album there, just to get it out and about.
Not on YouTube, like on Bandcamp or SoundCloud.
Yeah.
You know, something that you can even share onto social media to stations like us, or, you know, CQOW, you know, something to share your art. Because I appreciate it. Like, I was really gravitated to especially that song and, you know, everything you were playing that night. I love these two tracks. Do you have something else you want to share? You want to play?
Sure. Yeah, I could try out this other song here. It's called Okie Dokie, and it's a lot of fun. It's like a jazzy song, so it's yeah.
Okie Dokie, Graffiti Parks Project on UFM 101.5.
I'll keep put that acid on your tongue. Sometimes I feel addicted and I think she needs a hug, but I'm like, whoa, oh. I've been smoking, I've been drinking, I've been trying to figure out just how to get rid of these feelings. I'm like, would you love me if I'm feeling so ugly? Sometimes I open up a pack and now we're ash, my lovely. I'm like, whoa, oh. I've been smoking, I've been drinking, I've been trying to figure out just how to get rid of these feelings. I'm like, baby, it's a long goodbye. Maybe it's a path we find. Okie dokie, Ashley, put your cigarettes and done. Sometimes I feel addicted and I think she bought a gun, but I'm like, whoa, I've been smoking, I've been drinking, I've been trying to figure out just how to get rid of these feelings. I'm like, would you love me if I'm feeling so ugly? Sometimes I open up a pack and now we're ash, my lovely. I'm like, whoa, I've been smoking, I've been drinking, I've been trying to figure out just how to get rid of these feelings. I'm like, chance and roll the dice. I'm talking to some poltergeists. I think it's nice when they just stop and turn off all the lights. I see my eyes when they're just rolling in my skull. I start to creep, it starts to fall. I start talking to the walls, but I'm like, whoa. I've been smoking, I've been drinking, I've been trying to figure out just how to get rid of these feelings. I'm like, whoa. I've been smoking, I've been drinking, I've been trying to figure out just how to get rid of feelings.
That sounds familiar. I think you played that that night.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely.
Now, where are you at in terms of writing and creatively? Are you at your peak? Are you still like trying to set yourself, you know, your art in a certain way, or you're like, because at this point you've been doing it for more than 10 years.
Yeah. So basically I took the Bob Dylan and Neil Young approach to it. So basically they said they wrote as many songs as they possibly could, because out of hundreds of songs, maybe one of them could actually stick out to someone. So yeah, it's just like I'm always trying to readapt and find a new style. If I like bands that I see, I try to take influence on that a lot. But I always try to make sure it's like as original as possible too, so it still has like a little bit of my own flair in there.
So you're not much of a covers person. You have,
no.
what are you listening to? What has influenced you? I know it's a cliche, but hey, I don't know where you're coming from.
My all-time favorite band is actually Pup. So
happened to start with
so
it.
So when I came into your play that, I was like, oh, this guy, Skippy. I was like, okay. I was like, we're going to be getting along just fine. So Pup is my all-time favorite band ever. And then Yeah, like Daniel Champagne. I really like him. He's an acoustic song singer-songwriter. So he does a lot of tapping, a lot of guitar slapping and stuff. But he's from Australia, but he's always touring here in Canada. So I'm a huge fan of him and based a lot of my influence on him and John Butler, actually.
I know the name Daniel Champagne. I don't know. I might have heard some of his stuff, but I don't remember. And so what your first musical influence was it where does it come from?
My first musical influence. So it was probably from the movie The Doors with Jim Morrison and stuff.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't have probably been watching that, but I snuck it on when my parents were asleep and I fell in love with it. And after watching that movie, I was like, I want to be a rock star. That looks so cool. Like, he is the most awesome person I've seen in a very long time. So yeah, I started trying to learn after that, and I used to go in my room and kind of pick up that two-string guitar, and eventually my parents were like, oh, you know, you should take that outside and start busking things. So
no, just take it outside.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, okay, fair enough.
Do you have a favorite Daniel Champagne song?
Probably Supernova.
I think that's his hit. I wouldn't mind hearing it. Are you good with that? We'll take a short break.
Let's
hear some Daniel Champagne from the Heartland Hurricanes. And Supernova right here on UMFM 101.5.
She said, I'll call you if I come down. So I wasn't waiting. I wasn't holding my breath. I was counting every star shooting at me by the roadside, where everybody throws their heart down like they're only just playing, like we don't know where this ends, or like the future is all already written in the night skies. So what if this love's like a supernova? It wouldn't even matter how close I hold you. We'd make it to the stars, and it all turns out we both burned out 1,000 years before now, just like a supernova. And darling, we could spend a whole life living in fear about the path we're on. Break the wheel, trying to steer from where our hearts belong. I got lost and now I can't see where we started from. I think we crossed when I arrived, but you were walking out the door. Deja vu, cause I ain't been here before, no. Life like this, you can never be sure. Though what if we become? What if this is over? What if we're done? What if this love's like a supernova? It wouldn't even matter how close I hold you. Make it to the stars and it all turns out we both burned out 1,000 years before now. And every dream that I tried to show you, all the tears you cried out on my shoulder, wouldn't matter when it all turns out we both burned out 1,000 years before now, just like a supernova. Darling, how far can you see? What if this was all just make-believe? What if this was all in my dreams? What if this was never meant to be? What if this love's like a supernova? Wouldn't even matter how close I hold you. Make it to the stars and it all turns out we both burned out 1,000 years before now. And every dream that I tried to show you, all the tears you cried out on my shoulder, wouldn't matter when it all turns out we both burned out 1,000 years before now, just like a supernova.
Over 60, you shouldn't have to answer to a punk named Skippy to make a living.
Mm-hmm. beautiful flowers in your garden, but the most beautiful by far, the one growing wild in the garbage dump, even here. Song of the bird, way up in the sky, but the most beautiful by far. Scream of the man who never learned to fly, even here we are. Even here we are. Sunshine's bright, a beautiful sight, but the most beautiful by far. So lying girl alone, the angel of the night, even here, here we are.
That is Paul Westerberg, and Even Here We Are, from 14 songs, but the first Paul Westerberg album. My God, that's also like been a while since I've listened to that version, because Sean Colvin, you know, of Sonny's Coming Home 90s. Oh, you might not have even know that considering how old you are. She does an awesome cover of that that I almost like better. But Paul Westerberg is my, like, I don't know how to describe it. He's the person whose songs speak to me more than anybody else. And, you know, so when other people do it, it's still his song, but they add more life to it, to the words that already grabbed me. And Daniel Champagne, which is a favorite of yours. I can definitely hear the influence. I'm with Tyler from Graffiti Parks Project, talking music, playing some music. Are you still finding new music to listen to every day?
Oh, yeah. So I've been actually, I try to find at least one new song a day that I've never heard, just to kind of keep the palate nice and open.
New
there.
Song or new album?
New song, one yeah. at a time. If I like the artist, then I dive into their album.
And how do you source your music? Just like online, whatever?
Yeah, online, or I'll message a bunch of people and just be like, hey, what you guys listening to this week? Like, you got any good artists? And they'll usually send me a huge catalog to listen to. So like in Winnipeg and in general here, everyone loves music like so much, like passionately. So being able to ask the locals what they listen to, is it really helps. It makes a big difference.
I think the music scene here is underrated, not to Winnipeggers, but to other people outside Winnipeg.
Yeah.
I think Winnipeggers know what we have here. And the music community, I think, is pretty tight-knit, close-knit. Have you made some good friends with local musicians and artists?
Yeah, I'd say like all my friends are probably locals and different artists. Like I got a friend named Will from Nanji. He's an amazing bassist. I believe I'm pronouncing that right. It's Nagi. You should probably go check him out. He's great. But yeah, and then like my other good friend, like Benny there, my best friend of all time, we became best friends over music. Like I needed someone to sing and help me through LA. I'm not a singer, so
you
I get...
You sound like a singer to me.
I appreciate it. I usually get other vocalists to come and do my music, so I've been kind of stepping out my shell and getting more into the vocal side, which has been very scary, I'm not going to lie.
I mean, considering that you at 15 started busking on the street and you're a little anxious to sing and perform in your own stuff now with other musicians, like where does that come from? Where's the anxiety? Like you went out there, busked, but now you've got, oh, I've got someone who can do it. You do it. And then you come in here tonight and I couldn't tell that if you didn't say it.
Yeah, no, I got mad anxiety while playing still to this day. If I'm playing a live show, I get like super, super nervous. Like I was doing the Downtown Biz audition, and I just could not stop shaking. It was weird because I thought it was outside in a tent, but it was actually on the Burn Cumming stage. And I was like, I walked out there and my heart dropped. I was just like, oh God. I was like, this is the most scary thing in the world. But I take a deep breath and I always say, this is something I always wanted to do. So I just bite the bullet and go
through it.
Yeah.
And you know, in a lot of therapy says, just keep doing it and it'll be easier the more you do it. So, you know, yeah, it's scary and the anxiety never goes away. I'll tell you that. But the way to move forward does get easier. Even if the anxiety is still there, you're moving forward is easier. I don't know if I'm explaining that right.
No, but, I feel that. I get that. You
know, I'm almost twice your age, literally. So I've got some experience with anxiety. And, you know, I'll tell you the truth. The reason I came to the radio station, I started at CKUW in the 90s, before you were even born, when they weren't even on the air. The closed circuit in the university. And I always wanted to do it, but I had that social anxiety and everything. And one of the things I was told was like, yeah, you know, to get over social anxiety, a lot of people go and sign up for Toastmasters, which was an ancient thing now. And that's where you just go up and you're toasting, you're talking in front of a group of people. And this going on the radio was the same thing. And you know, it had the anxiety to go and do it. And I didn't do it. Now it's like, okay, that's one thing I'll do. I'll take that step. Toastmasters wasn't my thing. I think it was still around even back in 99 or 95, really. But, and so, yeah, that was my journey onto the radio until it's just become my second life, or maybe my primary life is just, I'm really who I am here talking about music to, in a certain way, nobody, but I really know that there's somebody out there listening.
Yeah. And, being here on this interview with you actually today, I've never felt more at home in this environment. Like, you probably put out the best vibes I've ever met in my life. So just being here is like a privilege, man.
I honestly enjoyed your music when I first heard you. And I thought, I want to get to know him more. I want to know more about that music. And so that's why I was happy to get. It took a few weeks. We had a couple bomber games, which locked down this university.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't even want to come down here when that's going on. And so it took about a month for me to get you down here when I would have sooner. You know what? I'm missing the Portugal soccer game right now to do this. I want to hear some more music. What have you got for us?
This one's called Nostril here. It's one of the older songs. So when my band, my buddy Benny was actually working on the mines, he was up north there. He couldn't do the vocal stuff. So I wrote this song actually for him to kind of get back into play music. And then me and my buddy actually, we wrote it together. He was helping me with the melody line. So after that, I took the lyrics and stuff like that, revamped them, and then it turned into this song. And I'd like to dedicate this one to my mom, who's listening right now. So, hi, Mom.
Tyler from Graffiti Parks Project right here on UMFM 101.5.
So dim me down. Sometimes you just follow a breeze. You look so lost in the sound. Don't you get lost here right now. Oh my darling, I could mess you up, or I could love you up to fill that cup if you're enough. On the back of your mind, cause I just gotta know. There's demons in the back of my skull, this I know. When I roll the eyes in the back of my head, people think I'm crazy, I'm just plain dead. It's a toxic state of mind, have to become to realize. Smallest of crimes, simplest of times, even the stars will someday align by the water.
You can wander, you can be a moon rider, steady as I fall, right back to earth for you. Steady as I fall, it's just so steady as I fall. Oh, my darling, she said to me, your love is holding me down. Sometimes you just follow a breeze. You look so lost in the sound. Don't you get lost here right now. Oh, my darling, I can mess you up, or I can love you up to fill that cup if you're enough. I've seen a lot of blue. Thoughts cut deep when I think of you. When times get hard, we see a whole new view. Thoughts cut deep when I think of you. Sometimes I feel small, then you're gone, 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 away from me too soon. Sometimes I miss it all. I hear you calling away from me too soon. Oh, my darling, she said to me, your love is holding me down. Sometimes you just follow a breeze. You look so lost in the sound. Don't you get lost here right now. Oh, my darling, I can mess you up, or I can love you up to fill that cup if you're enough.
Thank you.
Nostrils, or just nostril.
Just nostril.
Nostril from Graffiti Park's project. I'm just grooving in that one.
Thank you. You're
saying that was a collaboration, not just completely yours?
It was 100% mine, from the vocals and guitar and all that. My buddy actually, he was helping me. So basically, he was on some pretty heavy drugs back in the day, and he ended up overdosing and losing his memory and stuff like that. This is actually why we call it Nostril. But for him to get sober, we started doing music stuff. So he was helping me with the oohs and the ahs in the background, stuff like that, and having just a great time. And then
distraction.
Yeah.
From what's holding you, right? You need to distract yourself, to find something you enjoy to distract yourself with.
Exactly.
Instead of doing something to distract yourself to find that. Yeah. But I understand. What is your role or your thoughts on collaboration with like your bandmates Benny and whatnot? Where do you like to collaborate with, on the melodies, on the hooks, or do any of them help with lyrics? Are you the primary songwriter?
Yeah, so I write everything from scratch and kind of introduce it to them. My buddy Sam's in a band called Had It Coming at the moment, so they're opening up for, I forget his name, but it's a pretty famous musician here because they won Battle of the Bands. Me and Sammy, we go way back, and he started covering some of the music there with his band, Had It Coming. So that's one of the songs he actually does with them, is Nostril, and then he does one called Down in the City, which is pretty awesome, actually. Yep.
I'm trying to find out where they're playing. They are one of the top 20 rising hardcore bands. Is that right?
No. These are like a country cover band there.
Local country and classic rock. I guess sometimes it's hard to find a band with when they have similar names.
Yeah.
But Graffiti Park's project is not a similar name. How did that name come about?
So it was actually, I called the band that because it was named after one of the songs. We called, it's called Graffiti Parks. So our first song for the album was supposed to be Graffiti Parks by Graffiti Parks on the Graffiti Parks album. So nice and simple for everyone to remember. But I have a song called Graffiti Parks, and my friends actually really like the name. So we've been using it ever since.
And sometimes finding a unique name that you can Google and it comes up, and it's the only thing that comes up, is what kind of what you want when you are an artist, right? You want people to be able to find your art.
Yeah. Yeah, I prefer using that name on because like I'm not a big fan of putting my name out there. So if I could just make something up there for people easy to search up, then I'll end up using that.
Why do you think I go by Skippy? I find it more comfortable to not be myself, even though I am the most myself right now. where are you going from here? What's the next step? Do you have any plans to play? I know everybody's got full-time jobs and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. So I became... a backup guitar player for a couple rappers, BS Raps, Never Meet Your Heroes. So I ended up actually doing a bunch of like cool little skits with it. So I mask up and I play some lead guitar for them now for their rap tracks. And I've been doing a lot of independent solo shows, which has been nothing but fun because I get to use my looper again. And just trying to find that drummer to get the band back together and rock and rolling again.
BS Raps. I think I found their Bandcamp. I Made These For You was one of their albums. Is that the album you're on?
I'm on the Never Meet Your Heroes.
Meet Your Heroes.
Yeah.
The One Above All.
Yeah, that is the album there.
There's four tracks. Sullied Intro, Mexico, Bobby Schnick, and Krabs featuring DJ Crispy.
Yeah, Krabs is my favorite by far.
Krabs, okay. Should we play that?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. This is, you introduced it. What is this? What are we going to listen to?
This is Never Meet Your Heroes with the Graffiti Parks guitarist, Krabs.
Krabs. And you're right here on UMFM 101.5.
I live in a city hard pressed to see smiles on my kin unless they get revenge or they pulling from the trench just to fit in.
Where we at?
Since out the cradle, I follow crumbs and I give you a story similar to Cain and Abel's. Bottom of the bucket, knuckled up, smoking blunts in the cut. I seen others snuff it. It was rugged, but we made do. Who knew we'd make it this far, turning pig feet to soul food? From nosebleeds to floor seats, all of these visions of fatalities from cold dreams.
Get over here.
Now, some seem livid, wanna set me up, trying to stunt. Wishing I was still pitching, talking like they sharks, they still swimming. Bitch. Trying to pull me apart, but they tripping. Bitch. Definition, just listen. Claws out when you rise, bad vibes off a closed mind. Real ones realize the first sign is jealousy. And misery loves company. They ain't see the grind, just a glare from my eyes when the rain turned to fire. Brand's name and headlines. Christmas Eve, I expected to shine. Plot twist, this is suicide. And what's life when crabs are making doves cry? I let the sleeping dog lie. Now this the fish fry. She fought for kin, but they didn't see the bin. Kept themselves in. Hypocrites, half-wit counterfeits.
What you say?
Go to hell. You're excelling, pulling down. Blotted by the veil. Getty, show and tell. They standing at attention now.
Damn, Dre, they sound like a bunch of crabs to me. Crab legs. Surf and turf.
Delicious.
Crab cake. Check. Crab.
crabs will always need some butter and some lemon. A crab will never ever do what you tell them, nor will a crab ever do what you ask them. It's safe to say that these crabs, they lack passion. It's safe to say that these crabs won't take action. And why is everyone evolving into crabs, man? I keep the can of Old Bay for the seasoning. You're gonna need it to swallow these crabs reasoning. I'll tell you something, it's a fact, dude. You hang with the crab, you a crab too. You an imitation crab stick. I catch you on that crab shit. You get checked quicker than a drunk pours liquor. Mad at me as raps because my mind's sicker. You crabs is the OG pot stickers. So stay in your pot. We'll use every play that we got and show these fucking crabs that we is what they not. I seen crabs on the beaches, crabs in the precincts, crabs in City Hall, crabs up in my skull. Shout out to Crab Skull. I can feel it in my soul. Never meet your heroes, the ones above all. These crabs, they move funny, but they don't make me laugh. Man, you are what you eat, that's why I never eat crab. And what, kid, you can get the DX sucker. I got no love for a crab in a bucket. Crabs in a bucket, crabs in a bucket. Why there gotta be crabs in a bucket? Crabs in a bucket, crabs in a bucket. There's no dichotomy with crabs in a bucket. Crabs in a bucket, crabs in a bucket. A bunch of wannabes, y'all just crabs in a bucket. Crabs in a bucket. Crabs in a bucket, you know what? I'm like, fuck it, I'm out. Never meet your heroes. Never meet your heroes. Never meet your heroes. Never meet your heroes. The ones above.
There's Winnipeg Collective called Never Meet Your Heroes and Crabs featuring DJ Crispy. I like saying that.
Yeah.
So you're not DJ Crispy?
I wish. It's a clever name.
And what was that collaboration like where you came in on that?
Yeah, so the guitar stuff you're hearing in the background there, that's me on that. Noodle. And then my friend BS Raps, Mr. Yeti. He makes all the instrumentals from scratch. He's a very talented MC.
The beats and the scratching and the mixing. Yeah. I like that. I want to hear more. It's available on Bandcamp. Never Meet Your Heroes or BS Raps.
Yeah.
You can find it through BS Raps, Winnipeg, Manitoba on Bandcamp. I'm with Graffiti Parks Project here in the studio. You've got another song for us?
Yeah, I do. This one here is called Red Lips, and I hope you enjoy.
You want some pretty? Here's a song I wrote. I bet these pills I choked down. The bars on the stage with my nightmare, baby, okay. Want some pretty?
The way you move your red lips calmly when we're just screaming, fighting, or just politely talking. And if we stayed up all night under the bridge in the twilight, if we scream and fight one more time, she's gone by morning, left by noon, humming her songs and singing tunes. I woke up to red lipstick on my forehead. If we stayed up all night under the bridge in the twilight, if we scream and fight one more time, she's gone by morning, she left by noon, humming her songs and singing tunes. I woke up to red lipstick on my forehead. You want some pretty? Those red lips got me smoking hot embers, I'm falling, sitting with each other in the nighttime, baby. Okay, you want some pretty? Way you move your red lips calmly when we're just screaming, fighting, or just politely talking. If we stayed up all night under the bridge in the twilight, we scream and fight one more time, she's gone by morning, she left by noon, humming her songs and singing tunes. As I woke up to red lipstick on my forehead, if we stayed up all night under the bridge in the twilight, we scream and fight one more time, she's gone by morning, left by noon, humming her songs and singing tunes. As I woke up to red lipstick on my forehead, can you see the rain, listen as it falls. Here's my 2 cents, make a phone call. Heaven falls down, heaven falls down, heaven falls down here for you. And if we stayed up all night under the bridge in the twilight, we scream and fight one more time, she's gone by morning, left by noon, humming her songs and singing tunes. As I woke up to red lipstick on my forehead, if we stayed up all night under the bridge in the twilight, if we scream and fight one more time, she's gone by morning, she left by noon, humming her songs and singing tunes. As I woke up to red lipstick on my forehead, if we stayed up all night under the bridge in the twilight, if we scream and fight one more time, she's gone by morning.
Red lipstick.
Yep.
Oh,
red lips.
Red lips. I like the chorus on there.
Thank you.
That was, it grabbed me like Broadway did. I hadn't heard that one before. So I'd love to a recorded version of that. And, you know, this will be available online at umfm.com under Free Range Radio Thursday nights. You can listen to this tomorrow. It'll be up on the July 2nd show log there. See everything we played, and you can listen to it again if you're out there.
Oh,
and,
perfect.
You've got something recorded right now.
Yeah, honestly, it's been a lot of fun, man.
So now, what's next? You've got Looking for the Drummer, but is that like coming up? Is it close? Yeah,
it's
got some
very
feeling?
Close. So we got a couple auditions coming out.
Nice.
Super excited because I'm really tired of playing hi-hat and kick drum on my... it draws a lot of sweat, man. I'm like running, trying to play this thing. It's terrible. But
and then that, got to get used to each other. You're going to play some shows first, or you're going to just get
some practice.
Kind of practice. Get some practice
them.
In.
Like, it's always good to find a really good drummer or a really good musician, but if you like the person for who they are, that just kind of makes work at them a lot better.
That's what makes a band last a while, right? You guys have to gel. You got to find something that makes you work together in that way, or else it won't last as long.
Yep.
But you've got so many songs, you'll just keep going on to the next thing, right?
Yep, keep on going until we find it.
So, and everybody, who, anything's coming up with you, where can we find out? Social medias, you've got Graffiti Parks Project on Instagram?
On Instagram there.
And
Facebook?
You have a Facebook?
Yep, okay. A Facebook.
And the YouTube.
And
you
on
can
the
see
YouTube.
A song. Hopefully you can get a couple other songs on there. Get some people, you know, noticing you, and a show will come up and people will come out. Have a few
fingers crossed.
Enjoy some good music. We're going to go out. We've got like 10 minutes or so. You have another song for us to go out on?
Yeah. We could definitely do that for sure. See, thinking about. Let's do. Yeah, let's do Paula. Let's actually do Face for the Radio.
I stumble through patios. I don't care if my cigarette's lit. Shit, I got the face for the radio, and I scream my bit like me. I stumble through patios. I don't care if my cigarette's lit. Shit, I got the face for the radio. I scream my bit like this one. Goes out to the girl who just broke my heart. Worse than what broke my back. Snow White, she needs her utopian. People like us, we need more coffee and beer. My heartbeat's nicotine mixed with some steady weed. My heartbeat's nicotine. My darling, cut out the dopamine. Me, I stumble through patios. I don't care if my cigarette's lit. Shit, I got the face for the radio. I scream my bit like me. I stumble through patios. I don't care if my cigarette's lit. Shit, I got the face for the radio. I scream my bit like this one. Goes out to the homies who are locked away and forced into early graves. Hot shoved up in the hoodies, waiting down back lanes to take all your goodies away. My heartbeat's nicotine with some heavy weed. My heartbeat's nicotine. My darling, cut out the dopamine. I stumble through patios. I don't care if my cigarette's lit. Shit, I got the face for the radio. I scream my bit like me. I stumble through patios. I don't care if my cigarette's lit. Shit, I got the face for the radio.
Very fitting.
Thank you.
I have a few clips that mention having a face for radio. So it's like, I think I have one. So
I agree. I feel you on that.
Well, thank you. Has anybody? No, I got to mention this. Has anybody mentioned you look like Justin Long?
Almost every day I go out.
I figured as much.
Every day I go out, they're like, you know what you look like? I'm like, is it Justin Long?
Exactly. So anybody out there, if you ever see someone walking around in Winnipeg, it's like, is Justin Long shooting a movie here? No, it's Tyler from Graffiti Parks Project. And he's got the mustache from his sort of...
the movie The Walrus.
The Walrus, yes. Yeah. Tusk. Kevin Smith's Tusk. That's what his artsy era, which is fitting. Well, thank you for coming down. I've really enjoyed the time and listening to your songs. I'm hoping to hear more soon.
Thank you.
And we'll keep in touch. We might have you back down when you've got, you know, a drummer and some stuff recorded.
That'd be really cool.
Even if it's just on Bandcamp or on YouTube, we can come down and talk about it again.
That would be
some
amazing
more, stuff. Even if you've got a new song you want to like
Perfect.
We'll be in touch.
Yeah, Skippy, this is the highlight of my whole month so far. So thank you for this. It was such a privilege.
Thank you for being here. I appreciate it. I appreciate the art you do. This is Free Range Radio. Thank you for listening. Venus Envy should be up next to get us there. A brand new track from Phoebe Bridgers. A new album, I did not see when it's coming out, but it's called Lost Weekend. There are a couple tracks out. This track is called The Lost Boys. Thanks for listening to Free Range Radio right here on UMFM 101.5.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will employ an intersectional anti-racist lens to support the racialized community as they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced.
and I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take actions.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Frenchie's Records blends cafe and vinyl in one spot, allowing you to browse their selection of both new and used records and grab a strong cup of coffee while you're there. Turntables, CDs, cassettes, they have it all. Shop at the store that loves music as much as you do. Find new releases and restocks weekly in person at 260 Taché or online at frenchiesrecords.ca. Trout Forest Music Festival is back and ready to light up Ear Falls, Ontario for another unforgettable weekend in the woods. From August 14th to 16th, Ear Falls Waterfront Park hosts 3 days of music and camping on the lake, 4 hours east of Winnipeg, but a world away from the everyday. Our lineup is stacked with a host of the most exciting voices in Canadian roots and folk, including the gritty, emotional depth of Juno Award winner Mariel Buckley and Moon River's lush indie folk. Son of Dave is sure to bring his signature raw, high-energy performance, while festival favorites the D-Rangers promise to showcase their classic country storytelling. With talent like Dom and Jacob, Raven Reed, Irvin Miller, and more rounding things out, it's a weekend that flows from the intimate to full tilt festival energy. Tickets are on sale now at troutfest.com with early bird prices on weekend passes available until July 31st. Camping and RV passes are extra, but this amazing lineup of talents is a great value for all. Don't miss the 2026 Trout Forest Music Festival from August 14th to 16th in beautiful Ear Falls, Ontario. Proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
UMFM! You guys just sit around all day, playing your music, going to your wild parties, while your grades just slip by. You're irresponsible, good-for-nothing goof-offs. I've got my eye on you.
Help us fight the evil, bitter old Dean. Listen to CJUMFM, broadcasting to the city of Winnipeg and beyond.